This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 195 for Tuesday, December 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are continuing lower on Tuesday morning, while comparable oils remain mixed. The January canola contract loses $4.50 at $848.10 per ton. Meanwhile, the more heavily traded March contract gives up $2.80 at $843.10, and the May contract is down $5.60 at $838.20. Support for canola is coming from increases in the Chicago soy complex. However, there are losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Small upticks in global crude oil prices are lending a little bit of support to vegetable oils. Trading volumes are expected to decline during the week heading into the holidays. Open interest in the nearby January canola contract fell below 10,000 today. Canola crush margins are on the rise, underpinning increased demand. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 73.53 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73.24. A blast of cold weather is threatening crops in the United States with winter kill. More than 100 firefighters tackled the blaze at the Hemlock Grain Elevator in Saginaw County, Michigan on Monday. The fire was contained to the corn dome and its cause is under investigation. China reports its November corn imports came to 740,000 tons, down nearly 6% from the previous November. China's November wheat imports are just over 1 million tons, up more than 35% from a year ago. Soybean and corn advisors Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut his soybean estimate for Argentina to 45 million tons and keeps his call on Argentina corn at 47 million tons. For Brazil, Cordonnier maintains his projections of 151 million tons of soybeans and 125.5 million tons of corn. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday. The March contract jumps 22 cents at $14.85 per bushel. March soy oil is up 1.33 cents at 64.74 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $5.40 at $451.50 per short ton. Corn futures are higher, with the March contract gaining 7 cents at $6.54 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its March contract losing 2 cents at $3.31. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago March adding 7 cents at $7.55.5. Kansas City March advances 8 cents at $8.52. And Minneapolis March gains 12 cents at $9.20. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, December 20th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.